The Q Line streetcar in Detroit officially launched service today. The Q Line runs along Woodward Avenue for about 3.3 miles, basically connecting Midtown to downtown. Here to talk about the service is CEO Matt Cullen. You've been running tests for quite a while. I've been watching that little red streetcar go by. Any kind of hiccups?
No, not really. We're really excited about today launching. It's been terrific. We've had the opportunity to run tests for the last 3 months, and for the most part, it's gone very, very well. Part of it was making sure that the car worked properly and everything else. And part of it, really a more significant part of it, was just making sure people understood that the streetcar is out there now and that they need to kind of share the road and understand the way it will behave and, you know, how to share space with it. So it's gone great, and we're really excited about it.
Right. I understood that some drivers might have some difficulty sharing Woodward with the streetcar. There's also a concern about delivery trucks or just anybody blocking the track by parking in front of buildings. What's going to happen if you have too much of that?
Well, you know what? I think people have already gotten pretty used to it. I mean, you know, it was always illegal to double park on Woodward, right, which is really what we're talking about. So, but nonetheless, there's always a person that would say, hey, I'm going to pull up here and I'm going to just run into the store for a minute. So I think they pretty quickly learned that that's not going to work anymore. So the first few weeks out, we would have to sort of stop and search out the person with a car and so on. Over time, then there was a couple of cars towed, and I think people have pretty much figured it out now. So we don't expect that to be a big part of the issue at all.
You know, I'm going to be frank with you. A lot of people I meet with Q-Line, they either love it or hate it. They're thrilled that the Q-Line's coming. Other people think it's a folly, a big waste of money. What kind of ridership are you going to need to prove that it's successful?
You can define success in, I would say, two or three different ways. When we started, we said we wanted to be a catalyst for regional transit in the area, and we wanted to be a catalyst for economic development. Those were our two primary goals. And on the first one, relative to transit in the region, I would say we have an incomplete, but we've had a lot of successes. I mean, we were successful in getting an RTA voted into place for the first time in 50 years. Now, the ballot referendum barely failed last year, but that's pretty common, and I would expect that it will pass the next time. I think that as a demonstration project, when people see this kind of sleek, modern streetcar and the kind of service it can offer, I think that's going to be a big validation point for transit. So I think we have an incomplete in that grade, but I expect to be very successful. Second one would be economic development. I mean, when we started, we said, you know what, based on benchmarking around the country, we could expect 4 to 6 times the amount of economic investment in the corridor that it had been invested in transit. So if there's $150 million in transit, we would have expected $600 to $900 million worth of economic impact. We're releasing a study that says we're close to $7 billion worth of economic development since 2013. So we're not 4 to 6 times, you know, we're 50 times the investment in transit that has shown up in economic development. I mean, just a tremendous explosion of growth in residential, retail, and office along that corridor. So, I mean, I think that's kind of an A+. And then to your point on ridership, look, we expect to be 5,000 riders a day or so starting out. It's not only the number of riders, but it's who's on it. We want everybody to be on it. We want people to understand that transit today is an egalitarian sort of thing where people should all take advantage of it. And it can change the way people live, work, and play along that corridor. So to the folks that, you know, are saying it's a folly, you know, my reaction to that is that maybe they were expecting something that it was never intended to be. It was never suggested that this was going to be the solution for transit in our region. We have a lot of work to do in that regard, but I think it can be absolutely a big step in that direction.
Yeah, you mentioned that ballot measure that failed. I mean, what does that tell you about Detroit and its suburbs' public transportation future?
It was unfortunate. We wish it had passed, but it tells me that Detroit's very similar to many of the other major metropolitan areas across the country where it failed the first time. And then there was a demonstration project like we're doing with the Q Line, and suddenly people said, you know what, I get it. And we're a region that desperately needs transit. So I would expect that we will refine the proposal. You know, the RTA folks will, and that they'll be back on the ballot in a couple of years, and it will get passed because a modern sort of community, a modern region, we need transit. We're the largest metropolitan area in the country without it, and I think it has a tremendous negative impact on us from the job opportunity, from social equity standpoint, and we need to fix it. I think when people start looking around, they go, look, there's the type of economic impact that this small connector rail will have, I think people are going to say, you know, we get it now. We need to think bigger.
There's already talk of extending the system, giving more people reliable transportation to the central business districts. What's the likelihood of that happening, and what has to happen for that to happen?
Well, I mean, there's no definitive timeline for expansion to the system, but I expect that it will happen. And I would say that that will probably, you know, manifest itself in three different ways. I would expect that there'll be additional streetcar lines over time. And remember, the streetcars only make sense in a really densely occupied area, probably in the core downtown. Those are the only areas that really make sense. So could you see one along Jefferson over time? I think so. Maybe along Gratiot, along the Boulevard. I think you could, and I think you will. So then the second one would be, hey, could you expand into a light rail program, a commuter rail that goes all the way out Woodward, out to 59 or something, and really uses Woodward as a spine to connect the community and the region as it has been all along. I think that makes great sense, too. I mean, that would be a different type of vehicle. It would still be fixed rail, but it would have less frequent stops. It would be in the center of the road, so it wouldn't flow with traffic. It would be sort of independent of that. And I think it could be very successful. But again, that's because Woodward Corridor has that kind of density. In other areas around, I think it would be very consistent with what the RTA plan was, which is bus rapid transit, which has proven to be very successful in communities around the country. So I think for sure that we're going to see expansion of transit in all of those different ways, and I think they're all very much needed for our community.
I've got one thing. I've really been curious about this for a long time. Many of the light rail systems in cities around the nation make connecting the airport to downtown a priority. Why was this stretch of Woodward the choice in Detroit?
Your point's a great one, and MDOT's working really hard on a broader rail connection. I mean, one point that's sort of been sort of understated on this is that the M1 connects into the Amtrak station in the New Center area. And so that will allow people to commute from Ann Arbor or from Birmingham or Royal Oak. I mean, it'll allow people coming in from Chicago to come in by rail, get off the train station, get onto the Q line, and come downtown. So this was a connector. There's been a lot of concurrent discussion about a connection to the airport. That was definitely part of the RTA plan. I would expect that we'll see that. It wouldn't surprise me if that was the next sort of focal point that the RTA and MDOT put forward. But the answer to your question, I mean, we, the business and philanthropic community that came together to build this system, knew that it wouldn't be built without that kind of initiative, and knew that we wouldn't be taken seriously at a federal level as a community that embraces transit unless we got started. And so we made the commitment. According to the former Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, the unprecedented in the history of the United States, to raise the majority of the money philanthropically as a gift to the community, to be a demonstration, to connect all the good stuff happening downtown, and to be a driver for economic development. So that was the calculus behind the decision.
Right. Kresge put up $50 million. How much did the Q line cost altogether, and who paid for the rest of it?
In round numbers, the system was $150 million of capital and about $180 million altogether with administrative and engineering costs and so on. Obviously, that included all of the rail cars and all of the other things associated with it. Kresge, obviously, was our lead contributor, about $50 million. Dan Gilbert, the Quicken Loans team, was north of $10 million. Roger Penske was at $7 million, and the Illiches were at $6 million. And so we've had almost every major company in the Detroit metropolitan area, the autos and everyone else, came in and sponsored stations and so on. It would never have happened without those folks. Certainly we had some support from the state of Michigan, from the feds as well, with the Tiger Grant, but well north of $100 million that was necessary for the capital and to sort of pre-fund some of the operating costs was put forward philanthropically.
Matt Cullen is the CEO of the Q-Line Streetcar Service in Detroit. Today marks the grand opening of Q-Line. Thanks for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
In addition to speaking with the Q-Line CEO, we sent stateside producer Mike Blank to downtown Detroit. He went there to see what people along the route thought of the new streetcar.
I think it's innovative to the city of Detroit, and it makes the city more viable to have multiple options of transportation available.
I think it's a good start, and I think once if they expand it, then it would be, you know, real cool.
Well, I just wish it went further.
Service more.
Personally, I just think they're trying to be like the bigger cities, and I mean, I think that's in a positive, you know, they're moving in a positive way, so.
Oh, I think it'll be a good idea for businesses and people traveling. Like, for parking, if you work down here, it's going to be a lot nicer to be able to park in Midtown. Sometimes Greektown's full and it's $20, so if I can find a spot, I know there's some $5 lots down in Midtown, I'll definitely use that, hop on it.
Kind of exciting. I think it's great for downtown, and I think Detroit coming back, and this is just one way for it to start coming back.
I'm excited for it. My personal thought, having grown up here, I kind of wish it was a larger route than up and down Woodward. But I think it'll be good. It's, you know, getting people park far away to still be able to come downtown because parking down here is pain.
I can't wait to use it. I'm going to use it probably every day to get to work.
They should have put the money towards the bus. The money they put towards that should have went towards increasing the buses and keeping the other ones running 24 hours.
I think it's a good thing for the city. I think it's a beautiful thing for the city. Any enhancements to the city is a good thing.
Some Detroiters depend on the bus to get to work, and they only got the main lines running, Dexter, Gratiot, all that. What about the Linwood, the what's-the-name? You know, some people missing their jobs and work. They should have put the money into some buses.
I think it's nice, something different. I might try it for the kids and stuff.
I hope people are cognizant of those two tracks when they're riding their fixed-gear bicycles, because there's going to be a lot of wipeouts and a lot of bruised elbows and chins, and it's going to be a mess.
It's cool. I'm a ride it, you know, one time, like out there in the People Mover when they open that, you know.